Let's do some Friday frivolity.
Yeah, let's have a little fun, shall we? No Donovan today, so I just wanted to do a little group activity. So everybody in the control room, tip sheet, Dylan, evil trap. You know what?
Evil Travis.
Just this once. Just this once you can participate in
that's
Friday.
It's going to be rough.
Frivolity.
Like if he's out and about around town, and somebody goes, hey, are you evil Travis? And that's just what you become known as.
It's like evil SpongeBob. Do you recall evil SpongeBob?
Oh, yeah.
Doodle Bob?
Yeah, Doodle
yeah,
Bob.
There we go.
I was going to say I need to get an Astros customized jersey, put the evil Travis
there
on the back.
There you go.
Awesome.
There you go. And I'll get a Rangers jersey that says good Travis. Yeah. It'll be great. We'll have fun. So what I have for you today is a little game. I'm digging into my big bag of weekend tricks.
Okay.
And we're going to play a game called Pick Your Poison. I'm going to give you some hypotheticals. I'm not going to lie. None of your choices are going to be particularly good. You're not going to want to do either of these things.
Okay.
But I'm going to present them. I'm going to present them to the P1s, everybody in the control room, and you, Matt. And I'm just going to try and get as many of these in here because I was cracking up in the break just reading them. So let's start right here at the top. Would you rather there be a perpetual water balloon fight going on in your city or a perpetual food fight?
Man, that'd be interesting because I feel like I want to say food because just getting hit by water balloons and being soaking wet all the time would suck. But then you could be covered in mustard or
who
knows what.
The goop factor on the food fight makes me not want that.
And I feel like a water balloon you have to be a little bit more accurate with because a food fight you could pick up a tray of whatever and throw it at someone.
Yeah, a tray
of taters.
Like
a bowl of spaghetti.
Yeah. And you're going to, it's like a shotgun blast at that point.
It gets stuck in your hair.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I think you're going to, either way, you're going to be a little damp. Like, your clothes are going to be a little wet anyway.
It's probably true.
So give me the substance that I know what it is, A. It's not mixed with anything else.
It's just water.
It's just water.
Supposedly.
It's a water balloon fight. I'll put that asterisk on here. It's a big water fight.
You can't, like, pee in the balloon.
No. And no weird chemicals.
You guys know what I'm saying.
Yeah, just H2O. Just H2O. I think I go water balloon.
Okay.
I go water balloon.
Water balloon for me as well. Man, I haven't thrown a water balloon in who knows how long.
See, I'm almost in water balloon era as my daughter is 7, almost 8, and my son is like 3. So we're about to start the water balloon.
I wonder what
wars.
My kid would do next time I have him.
You just hit him right in the face.
Yeah, I just throw
one.
A water balloon right at him,
dude, and have a war. But like, have a bunch ready so you can have a full fight, or even better, have a bunch ready for yourself so you can continually pelt him with water balloons.
I might try that.
I think that's one of the best things about being a dad is you can bully your son a little bit.
There it is.
Would you rather vomit uncontrollably for 1 minute every time you hear the happy birthday song?
Oh my God.
Or get a headache that lasts the rest of the day every time you see a bird, including in pictures or a video?
You'd have to go vomit because you could try to avoid... Was that Robot Matt?
It was a little Robot Matt. You have to go vomit.
Billy Bob's.
You have to go vomit. Yeah, because you could try and avoid happy birthday.
Yeah.
Now, it would suck at a restaurant and you don't realize at the table three
and,
away.
And you just...
And you're just like... You're like exorcist vomit.
After a while, you would get used to it and you would like... Because I don't know about you. I hate the happy birthday song. Not just to me, but just in a restaurant. It's so loud. It's so obnoxious. So after a certain point when you know when the feeling's happening, you might get a little exorcist action and maybe shoot the singers.
Imagine somebody throws you a surprise birthday party.
Oh, no.
They thought they wasted the good surprise. Yeah.
Yes, that would be... I remember when I waited tables at Fridays, it wasn't the happy birthday song. We would come out and we would sing, happy, happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Hey!
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have to throw up twice for that one.
Yeah, right. That one's pretty bad. There's...
But if you had a headache every time you saw a bird, you'd have a headache every day of your life.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
You have to gouge out your own eyes.
Yeah, I think you gotta go vomit.
I saw a bird today.
Would you rather wake up each morning to find that a random animal appendage has replaced your non-dominant arm or permanently replace your bottom half with an animal bottom of your choice?
Bottom.
You can choose any animal bottom.
Bunky.
Or you can have you would wake up each morning, and so I'm a righty, so my left hand would all of a sudden have like a giraffe neck on it.
Is the appendage always random?
Yeah, it changes every day.
All right.
And you get no choice. You get no choice in this. No preferences. You don't get to put in settings or anything. You just get a new hoof every day.
Or you could have a horse bottom and be a centaur?
The booty.
You got to go the animal bottom, right?
Yeah, I may have to go with horse bottom because there's some benefits to that.
Yeah. Like what?
Yeah.
You can kick really hard.
Kicking really hard is a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Run faster?
I don't think you could run faster with only the back horse legs.
Yeah, because you need the front.
You're right. I think you're going to be probably slower.
But, like, yesterday at my kid's baseball game, these little gnats kept buzzing me.
Yeah.
If I had a horse bottom tail. Half, a tail could have wiped the gnats away.
That's a selling point right there. Would you rather have a clown only you can see that follows you everywhere and just stand silently in the corner watching you without doing anything or saying anything, or have a real-life stalker who dresses like the Easter Bunny that everybody can see? So imaginary clown that only you can see.
I'm probably going Easter Bunny.
You're going to do Easter Bunny?
Yeah, because at least everybody else is
you know that nobody, that
it's
not
stalked.
Real.
Like, yeah, so you see it too.
Right.
The clown thing would be horrible.
The Easter Bunny is worse. That's an actual thing. The clown, terrible. I don't want clown for sure. But if I know that it's a figment of my imagination and I've checked, sheet, do you see a clown in the control room right now? And he's like, what are you talking about? He hits the buzzer. Then I know, okay.
You know you're insane.
That's fine. It's better than somebody stalking you. You can go to therapy for insane. Who's going to arrest the Easter Bunny this close to Easter?
I mean, you could kill it.
I'm with good Travis. I think it's almost like a little bit selfish to go the bunny route because then everyone else is being punished with your bunny. As opposed to the clown, that's like you said, that's just you seeing.
Right.
You can
so
get
if
over
you're,
that.
You're out with your lady and y'all
Pennywise is just standing there watching you at dinner.
Or there's an actual human in a bunny costume sitting across the bar making direct eye contact with you everywhere you go.
I mean, eventually you could have him arrested, you could have him taken out.
I feel like in this scenario you can't.
Like he's immortal.
Right. Everybody can see him, but you can't do anything about it. Because if you could have him arrested, then that's an easy one, right? You go bunny.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, it is. Because figment of imagination.
You've got more problems to deal with, for sure.
Like, if it wasn't a clown, I would go that route. But just having a random clown staring at you all the time.
Tough.
You might just get used to it, though.
That's what I think. I think, especially if you know that, and it's not doing anything to you.
That
like
would suck, though, man, because, like, certain things you do, it's just watching you.
Right, and it's...
What would be the hardest to do
for you,
Matt?
That's
what would be
thing.
The hardest for you,
so to speak,
with the clown? What would be the most difficult?
Would you rather smell terrible, but you can't smell it, or your partner smell terrible and you have to smell it?
Oh, God.
So you walk in and
I
you
feel like
just...
I know somebody who does smell horrible.
We all know at least one person that has a flavor that follows them around.
God.
Or your lady has a waft.
Just smells like...
And you have to get in there. Like, it is part of your daily requirement to smell it all up.
But am I the only person that can smell it, or does she stink to everybody?
You know, that's not clear in the
Because
scenario.
I might say if she stunk, I'd try to just get used to it. But what if she smells like rotten egg banana mixed with vomit poop?
But everybody can smell you. You're the only one that can't smell you.
Yeah, but then nobody want to be around you.
That's true. You don't want that.
Man, you might just have to fight through it.
Fight through
the woman thing.
The lady smell. You just walk in the room and kind of have a little perfume on you. Just give it a little...
Just close your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try and fight through this. Excuse me, baby. I got to go plug in the wicks.
God.
That'd be tough.
This is... Yeah, that would be... Although I feel like I smell a lot sometimes. Like when you're just laying in bed, you know, and you...
No.
The silent but deadly?
No. Not everybody's as loose with that as you are.
Man, I thought, okay, well...
Would you rather have to lick people's faces whenever they go to shake your hand or scream, I didn't wash my hands to all your coworkers every time you come back from the bathroom? Now, the thing you have to think about is I'm going to include the P1s in this too, because we as a show, the Invasion, we pee a lot. We go to the, we go pot pot a lot.
Yeah,
together.
Together, really, like, there's
about once an hour, three times a show, probably.
Right, and once a show, every single day, we will all run into each other in the bathroom.
Yeah, but then you guys would know what the thing is.
Man, I don't know.
Having to lick somebody's face every time they try to shake your hand.
Or you,
hey, nice to meet you.
So that means once an hour, you would have to walk back in here, on air, announce to everybody, I just went potty, and I did not wash my hands.
Could you still wash your hands, though?
No.
Like, you can't
You're
wash
You're also spread... Yeah, you also cannot wash them.
I'm going with the hands.
What is up?
I mean...
What kind of percentage are we talking about over here?
Well, I wash my hands because you're supposed to. But I've always thought it was weird that after you touch it, you then wash your hands. I think you should wash your hands before you touch it.
Like a before and after
thing? You know what I mean? Like, your hands can be dirty and you're going to touch your
No, I get what you're saying there. Yeah, you don't want the germs
spreading.
And then
I always wonder, like, so if you're just going pee, are you dirty down there? Did you get something on you that needs to be washed?
I feel like that is an area of the body that gets a little... warm and
it could
and can get a little moist,
muggy, kind of
a little muggy, yeah, a little humid in the undercarriage.
But there, I mean, like being a guy, there's a way, like, you don't even have to touch it, you could just unzip and, like,
you know, what's the, kinda, like, I don't
did you describe that?
I don't think that airs anything out,
it just kind of falls out,
it does.
There you go,
yeah.
I mean, technically, you could little kid pull your pants down,
you could try that. Would you rather have all of your Google searches or all of your text messages be broadcasted to everybody on Facebook? Let's make it the air.
It'd have to be my Google searches.
You'd rather your Google searches?
Yes, it has to be.
Even incognito Google searches here.
Yeah, the text messages can...
Yeah, the incognito, fine. I search whatever. That's, you know.
Less these days, though, right? Can't get to some sites.
Well, you got
to
go...
Workarounds.
Let's see what...
Reddit's a nice workaround.
I'm just trying to see if I've... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not like... What are we searching?
You know what we're searching.
Nobody
you know.
Searches anything, like, completely bizarre.
That's the thing. It's like, if you're searching... So, okay, it's all of your Google searches, not your searches on particular websites.
Yeah, just your Google searches.
Right, so, like, it's just X videos and PornTube. It's not the actual categories that you're perusing.
I was going to read some right now. Isn't there a way to look at that?
Your history on your computer?
Oh.
Yeah, go to like, Google. So you go to the little three dots.
Yeah, if you click on the Google thing, it'll pull up your most recent searches.
Yeah, we're in there, Dylan. Worst torture ever. Who fought the IRA? And what is this? Maverick Bork.
Oklahoma City Theater Department. Is that it? Come on, there's got to be more than that. Those are recent tags.
Yeah, no, there should be like a see all or something.
Man, this is great.
All right, last one. Would you rather drink all of the half-finished drinks at the bar or eat all of the unfinished food at the restaurant?
Well, if you drink all the unfinished drinks, you'd probably die. I mean, you might die from gluttony if you ate all the unfinished food, but I was thinking we've all kind of done that before.
I was thinking alcohol would kill any of the germs, whereas sauces and sweet, creamy deliciousness is just going to hold it all.
Well,
in.
Did you guys? You waited tables.
I did not.
No,
no, I was a delivery.
Did you guys
driver.
Ever wait tables?
Just delivered pizzas.
Just delivered. Okay.
Yeah, we weren't.
Well, when I waited tables, like I sometimes in the shift, you might get hungry, and
right.
You could tell, like, well, if you didn't eat your whole burger or your whole cheese sticks or whatever.
The whole burger you gnaw down on a half a burger?
No, this isn't, well, no. So
on the unbitten side.
Quickly.
Well, it would just depend. If it was a girl that I thought was hot and I would make out with, then I would eat after they ate.
That is not a bad rule.
Right, look, because I was like, I'd make out with you right now, so if we're going to touch lips, why wouldn't I eat your food?
Right, I'll, okay. Yeah, I don't think that's a bad rule at
thank
all.
Thank you. Finally, somebody agrees with me. It's not like I was eating after guys. It would just be some girl in my section.
It would be fine if you were.
Who didn't eat all of her burger. So
it'd be totally cool if you were.
I was hungry.
We're not yucking anybody's yum over here. All right. That was Friday Frivolity.